organization after organization struggle with what they're going to do with their summertime event, and nearly everything this summer has been canceled, including the upcoming theater season at the Barn Theater in Port Sanilac. Joining us from the Barn Theater right now, Jeffrey Padue. Jeff, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. This was a tough decision for you guys, wasn't it?
It was a horrible decision. It's the first time in, well, this would have been our 42nd season, so it's the first time since we've opened that we are going to be black all year.
And I want to talk about the decision and about, you know, theater moving forward. But just to back up, for people not familiar with the Barn Theater, describe what this place is and what your summer season is like.
The Barn is kind of hard to describe, but we've been doing plays and shows for 41 years. This would have been our 42nd. We started out doing one show a summer, and now we do seven between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Our theater is unique because it's a 200-plus-year-old building. We don't have heat. We don't have air conditioning. So our window of opportunity for doing shows is very short. That's why we do so many. We do all kinds of shows. We do dramas. We do comedies. Comedies are our forte. Every year we do a kids show put on with kids by younger people, directing, producing everything. It's not really anything close to being what people think a community theater is.
and in most community theaters, you spend a couple of months getting a show ready to put on, and then you you do it, and then you spend the next couple of months getting ready for the next show. Not at the Barn. It's quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah, we are lucky if we can get 10 rehearsals for a show. Because the window is so short, we change shows every two weekends. Our shows run for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then it's a whole new different show. So while one show is being performed on the next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're rehearsing for the next show. So it gets to be, it's intense, but it's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a lot of performers that keep coming back year after year after year, and audiences too.
Yeah, we do. We have people that have come to see our shows and have been there for, well, since the day we opened the doors 40 some years ago. And we have a core group of people that have been there for, if maybe not since we opened, I'm one of the last ones there that have been there since day one, but have been there for 20, 30 years. It's a place you walk into it, you fall in love with the building itself, with the people, and with the whole complete atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. The building is right there on the grounds of the Sanilac County Historical Museum, right?
Yeah, we share the parking lot. We're right next door. In fact, they own the building there. We rent from them. So they're basically our partners.
What do you see theater being like moving forward? And every theater, I mean, obviously the Barn made the difficult but right decision to cancel the season. A lot of theaters that aren't seasonal are struggling with, well, when do we start shows again? When can we have audiences come back? I mean, obviously Broadway's not going to do it until at the earliest late August or into September. I mean, what do you see the future of theater being, Jeff?
It's hard to say. I mean, part of our decision was we tried to go through every scenario that we could of how we could do it. There's going to be social distancing. I mean, I think even if everything was opened up completely tomorrow, and it's understandable that people are going to be very wary of going to places where they're in an enclosed atmosphere and sitting next to each other. So there's going to have to be social distancing, which is, it's difficult enough for the audience, but to social distance on stage is almost impossible.
Oh yeah.
Because so many shows are so close, so intimate. I mean, even our comedies are extremely physical. We basically crawl up and down each other and throw each other across the rooms and stuff. So it's hard to say. And it's the sad part is, but again, it's understandable, is that is theater not just for plays, but for movies too, is very low on the list of the things to be reopened again. So I guess everybody just has to wait and see.
And yet it's the thing that we need so very much right now. And I mean, okay, so we're dealing without live entertainment because we're all stuck at home anyway, but we are consuming mass quantities of TV and film. And at some point,
Netflix,
I realize it'll be a very long time before we run out of Netflix stuff to watch. But at some point, you know, there's going to be a backlog of entertainment that's not being done. When's the next season of X show going to be on? And it's I think it's really going to upend the entertainment industry.
I'm thinking so. I'm hoping so. When things are open and safe again, I'm envisioning, you know, people flocking to go do it again.
Yeah.
But again, it's hard to say. It just depends on how things go from now. I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen next fall. We are looking to do some fundraising because even though we're not doing any productions this summer, you know, our bills still have to be paid. Our rent has to be paid, our utilities, everything, insurance. So we're looking to do fundraising, you know, all through next fall, winter, early spring, just to get a few bucks coming in because, well, we really need it. As do most theaters.
Absolutely. So what are you doing? What is your fundraising plan at this point?
Well, we don't have anything in concrete. I mean, we were looking at a couple different menus, people that have worked with us before that we are basically, you know, buddies and pals with. We are setting up a online account to get donations. It's not quite running yet. Hopefully it'll be finished today or tomorrow. People, if they're interested in sending us donations, they're more than welcome to. And that kind of hurts as well, because in 42 years, we've never actually asked for donations, but now we have to.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people out there, obviously, that love the Barn Theater, that want to see it continue after this year when we can all get back into the theater, whenever that's going to be. So I'm sure that they will respond. It's going to be a really different summer. That's a huge void, especially for folks like you, Jeff, that have put their heart and soul into the Barn Theater year after year.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what am I going to be doing for the next 3 months? Because for 40 years, pretty much every night has been spent down there, whether rehearsing or performing. So I guess I'll be sitting here on the porch and sweating and staring at the grass growing.
as will we all. Jeff, yeah. So sorry to hear that there won't be any shows at the Barn this year. Tough decision, but the right one to make indeed. How can people connect with the Barn website, Facebook? What's the best way to reach you?
Either one. We've been keeping people updated on what's going on our Facebook, making posts and things. We do have our website. There's a Barn Theater in Augusta that for some reason keeps, Augusta, Michigan, that keeps getting confused with us. We are the Barn Theater in Port Sanilac. Augusta is on the other side of the state. But if anybody's interested in making a donation, sending a check, the address is Barn Theater, P.O. Box 410, Port Sanilac, Michigan, 48069. And again, we will have online donations within a day or two, hopefully.
All right. Fantastic. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning, and hopefully we'll talk on a brighter note sometime not too long from now.
I certainly hope so. Thanks a lot, Paul.
All right.